There's a story, an interesting story.
有一个很有意思的故事。
A man that was a friend of mine now is going to be with the Lord.
我有一个朋友，他现在已经到主那里去了。
He had a very beautiful healing ministry.
他有很美的医病的服事。
Far greater even than Benny Hinn's healing ministry.
他的医病的服事比 Benny Hinn 的医病服事还要大。
I've been with him many times.
我跟他在一起很多次过。
Talked to him many times.
也很多次跟他谈话。
When I was a young man.
那时候我还很年轻。
And he was in a certain service one night.
有天晚上他在某一个聚会当中。
And a man came on a crutch.
有一个人带着拐杖来。
And he said to him,
他对他说,
Do you believe God can heal you?
你相信神能够医治你吗?
He said, yes.
是的。
Well, he said, then break her crutch.
他说, 那把你的拐杖折断。
The man took a crutch and broke it.
那个人就把拐杖拿起来，就这样折断了。
Instantly healed and went running all around.
他就瞬间得了医治，然后到处跑。
Two, three people behind him in the line.
他后面有两三个人站着。
Was a woman on a crutch.
其中有一个女人也是带着拐杖的。
And you know she did?
你知道她做了什么吗
？She broke her crutch.
她也把她的拐杖给折断。
And when she came limping.
然后她就这样子跛着来。
He said, "Why did you break her crutch?"
那位我的朋友就问他说，你
Because he did.
为什么要把你的拐杖也折断呢？他说，哎，因为那个人这样做了。
But what for?
但是是为什么呢
？Well, because you're going to pray for him, I'm going to be healed.
他说，因为你为他祷告，所以他得医治了。
He said, "No, you won't."
他说不，你不会得医治。
And I'm not going to pray for you.
我不要为你祷告。
He said, "You broke your crutch because he did, not because he told you to."
他说，你把你的拐杖折断是因为那个人这样做，而不是神告诉你这样做。
He said, "You go home and come back when you have faith, what he's spoken to you."
那他就跟他说，对那姐妹说
，She was a very wealthy woman.
你回去，直到你有信心的时候，你再来。
Oh, she was angry.
她是很有钱的人，
对吧？很生气。Storming. That's the way these preachers are.
他说哈，这些传道人居然这样。
They play favorites.
哦，他们偏心。
And she went home and she was angry. She said, "I'm not going back again."
她回去了，她很生气。她说，我再也不要回去了。
Two, three days went by.
过了两三天。
And she was still hurting and limping.
她还腿还是在痛的，还是跛
着。She got to thinking.
她就在想了。
He is a man of God.
那个人是属神的人。
Maybe he's right and I'm wrong.
或许他对了，我错了。
It's true. God didn't speak to me. Nobody did.
的确，神没有对我那样说，没有人跟我那样说。
I just did it because he did.
我那样做只是因为看到别人那样做。
So then she started praying.
所以她就开始祷告。
Then she said, "God, give me a word."
她说：“神啊，求你给我一句话。”
And a couple more days went by while she was praying.
她这样祷告又过了两三天。
One afternoon, God spoke to her.
有一天下午，神对她说话。
And she went to church that night.
那天晚上她去教会。
My friend Dr. Price said, "When I saw her,"
我的朋友 Price 博士就说，当我看见她的时候
，She had it.
我看到了她的信心，我知道她得着了。
She never even came to line. She was healed sitting there.
她根本不需要排队，她就坐在那里得了医治。
Now the word had been given.
因为现在话语已经给下来了。
That's what this man had to do. He had to get Jesus to speak the word.
这就是这个百夫长要做的事情，他必须让耶稣讲一句话。
If you just speak the word,
只要你说一句话
everything's fine.
一切就没有问题了。
Because I know.Your word is a word of authority.
因为我知道你的话是有权柄的话。
And I know your servants will have to obey your word.
我知道你的仆人一定得听从你的话。
And that's why Jesus was so amazed because no one ever done that before with him.
这就是为什么耶稣那么惊讶，因为从来没有人对他做过这样的事情。
They crowd around him and try to touch him.
人们都拥挤着他，想要摸着他。
Or just want to touch his clothes.
或者想要摸他的衣服。
But this man isn't interested in touching him or having him come to our house even.
但是这个人甚至也不想去摸耶稣的衣服，也不要耶稣到他的家。
And Jesus said, "I never saw faith like this."
耶稣说，我从来没有看见过这样的信心。
Why, that's more faith than all the Christians have.
他比所有基督徒的信心都大。
The source of his faith.
他信心的来源。
Was a deep ingrained recognition of the power of authority.
就是有一种体认，深深的种在内心，就是他知道权柄的话语
cannot fail，
他的话语不可能落空。
There's a little song，
有一首小小的歌。
Heaven and earth shall pass away，
天地都要过去。
But Jesus never failed，
但是耶稣永不失败。
Heaven and earth might pass away， Jesus said， but my word shall not pass away。
耶稣讲过，天地都要废去，但是我的话语并不会废去。
When he gives his word, it's always going to take place.
当他的话语给下来的时候，一定会发生。
Not always immediately.
未必总是马上发生。
God gave his word to his prophets.
神把他的话语给了他的先知
that there was a baby going to be born in Bethlehem
说有一个婴孩将会生在伯利恒
told all about it
讲了其中的一切
but it never happened
但是从来没有发生
Years went by.
过了很多年。
Centuries went by.
过了好几个世纪。
Several centuries went by.
过了几个世纪。
And what do you know? In Bethlehem of Judea.
结果在犹大地的伯利恒。
A child was born of a virgin.
有一婴儿从童女而生。
His name was Jesus.
他的名字是耶稣。
His word always gets fulfilled.
他的话语总是会应验。
Sometimes not right away.
有时候不是马上的应验。
And in that case,Not even during the lifetime of the prophet.
甚至不是在先知有生之年。
But it took place.
但是发生了。
Because his word never fails.
因为他的话语永不失败落空。
And that's why we need to get into the word of God.
这就是为什么我们需要去了解神的话语。
And read it because now it's written down for us.
因为这话语已经写下来是为了我们的。
But what the understanding is, it's all true.
但是我们知道这一切都是真的。
Even if I don't understand it, it's still true.
即使我不了解，仍然是真的。
That man couldn't understand how he was going to heal his servant.
那个百夫长不会明白说耶稣要如何来医治他的仆人。
He didn't even ask him.
甚至也没有去问他。
He said, "Now, what means are you going to use, or what servant are you going to send?"
他也不会说你要用哪一种方法呢？你要差哪一个仆人去呢
？It didn't make any difference to him.
对他来讲，这都没有差别。
That was his business.
那是他的事情。
Just speak the word.
只要说一句话就好。
We don't even have to understand it.
我们甚至不必去了解。
We just have to believe it.
我们只需要相信。
And as we study it,
当我们研读的时候
from time to time, the Holy Spirit will give you a word out here.
常常圣灵就会给你话，告诉你说我在这里。
It's just like suddenly, I never saw that before. Well, look, that's lovely. Oh, I never saw that before.
忽然
suddenly you see it all new again.
忽然之间
that happened with you?
你就忽然看到了
you,
你会说
you,
啊 这个
sure、it does.
我以前怎么从来没有看到呢这个这么美
That's a word for you.
这样的事情你们有没有经历过
aside,
那个话就是给你的、
well.
你可以把它画下来、哦、把它放在你的那边
Because he speaks to us in different ways.
因为他用不同的方式对我们说话
Now this man was there and spoke to him personally.
这个人是亲自在那里跟他说话
But we read the scriptures thatThat God speaks in many ways.
但是我们在圣经里面读到神用很多的方式说话。
And when we have ears, we can speak through a song.
或许我们有耳朵呢，神他可以透过诗歌，或者是透过祷告，或是透过讲道，或者透过圣经，他可以用许多的方式来对我们说话。
But I listen, speak the word.
但是我在听，求你说一句话。
I've done that many, many, many times.
这样的事情我做过很多次。
What if I had some real needs?
就是当我有一些真正的需要
I had no way of fulfilling them,
我没有办法去满足那个需要
God, I prayed about them,
我就去为这个事情祷告
so, God, give me a word.
我说神求你给我一句话
give me a word.
给我一句话
give me a word.
给我一句话
And then when I have the word,
然后当我有话语的时候
then I know it's going to be all right.
我知道一切都会没有问题
I know it's going to work.
我知道一定会行得通
It always does work when he gives you the word.
当他给你话语的时候，总是会成就。
And sometimes I prayed a whole lot to get just a word, but when I get that word,
有时候我为了得着这话语，要努力的祷告。但是当我得着了话语的时候
，then I know.
那么我知道
it's going to work.
就会行得通。
How? I don't know.
怎么样成就的？我不知道。
That's happened with me so many times.
我有过这样的经历很多次了。
Oh, I wouldn't exaggerate to say hundreds of times.
我要说有成千上百次都不会夸张。
I just know one day he, for instance.
譬如有一天
He spoke to me
他对我说话
Through a scripture
透过一个经文
Arise and build
起来建造
And this more than that scripture And I realized he wanted me to build an orphanage
那个经文里面还有其他的东西他我那时我就知道说神要我盖一个孤儿院
But It takes this, you know.
可是你知道是要花钱的。
And I didn't have any of this.
这个可是我没有钱啊。
He said, "Rise and build."
他说起来。
I called the workman.
所以我就去找工人。
That was Sunday night. He said, "Rise and build."
神跟我说起来建造的是礼拜天的晚上。
I called the workman Monday morning.
礼拜一早上我就去找工人来。
I gave them the plans.
把计划告诉他们。
There were several of them.
他们找了几个人
Told them what to do, how to do it.
告诉他们要怎么做要做什么
And I don't know how I was going to pay them
我不晓得我要怎么样付钱给他们。
There you have to pay them pretty often.
在那里你必须常常付钱。
Not once a month or twice a month.
不是一个月一次或两次。
Sometimes at least once a week or sometimes once a day.
有时候你必须至少一个礼拜或者是一天付一次。
And a letter came to me.
结果我收到一封信。
And in the letter,
在那封信里面
was $200.
有200块钱。
Well, that paid the workmen and some materials.
那就付了一些工人的钱，还有一些材料的钱。
But in the letter it said,
但是在这书里面说，哦不，在信里面说
，How much will it cost to build your orphanage?
你盖孤儿院要花多少
钱？ I've never written anybody. I never told anybody about it.
我从来没有跟任何人提过这件事情。
How do they know? I don't know.
他们是怎么知道的呢？我不知道。
How much will it cost?
这边问说要花多少钱？
Sorry.I figured it out and sent them what it would cost.
所以我就算一算，然后就告诉他们大概要花多少钱。
A month later,
一个月以后
here came a check.
支票来了。
The whole amount.
就是全额的钱。
The orphanage is built.
孤儿院就盖好了。
I didn't meet that person for several years.
我有几年都没有见到那个人。
But I had an order.
但是我有一个命令。
And with that order,
有了那个命令
Everything's going to work.
一切都会行得通
It always does.
向来是这样子的
And that's what this man was doing.
这就是这个人在做的事情
He understood that God does not lie.
他明白神不会说谎
And that he is the powerful king of the universe.
他是宇宙大有能力的王
If I can just get him to give me the word,
只要我能够让他对我说一句话，一切就都没有问题。
But if I'm going to go out on my own, you better make it pretty careful what you do.
但是如果我要自己去做，那你最好要很小心你在做的是什么。
This man came to Jesus.
这个人到耶稣的面前。
He did not write him a letter.
他并没有写一封信给耶稣。
He did not send some other servant.
他也没有派别的仆人去。
Because God doesn't very often speak to me for you.
因为神不会常常为透过我来跟你说
He loves you just as much as me
他爱你就跟他爱我一样
He likes to speak to you just as much as he likes to speak to me
他爱对我说话就跟他爱对你说话是一样的
He wants us to learn to communicate with him
神要我们学习跟他沟通
We talk to him through prayer
我们在祷告中跟他说话
And we listen to him through the word
我们借着圣经来听他对我们说话
Or, as I said, in any other way he may speak to us
或者像我前面讲过的他可能用任何的方式来对我们说话
But for him to speak to us, we have to approach unto him.
但是为了要让他对我们说话，我们必须靠近他。我们借着祷告来靠近他。
That's how we draw near to God.
这就是我们亲近神的方式。
Well, I don't know how to pray.
你说我不晓得怎么样祷告。
Doesn't make much difference.
这个没有什么差别。
Mothers love their babies.
母亲爱他们的婴孩。
Strange.
很奇怪。
They love much.
他们非常爱自己的小孩子。
And you know, it's so little that the baby has to say to get attended to.
你知道，小婴孩不必说什么，母亲就会去照顾他。
I never saw a baby yet, even if it was old enough to walk, just barely toddle.
我还没有看过有哪一个小孩就说他能够。
He came up to his mother and says, "Mother dear, it's time to change my diapers."
我从来没有看过哪一个小婴孩啊，甚至能够开始摇摇摆摆学走路，从来没有听过他跟妈妈说：“妈妈，现在是该帮我换尿片的时候了。”
Or better yet，
或是更好的。
My dear mother, I'm so happy I can come before you。
啊，我亲爱的妈妈，我好高兴哦，我能够来到你的面前。
I want to tell you first of all how much I love you。
啊，首先我要告诉你我有多么爱你。
I want to tell you how much I appreciate you。
啊，我要告诉你我有多么的感激你。
And I thank God for you every day。
我每天都为了你感谢神。
And by the way, I need my pants changed。
啊，顺便讲，我的裤子需要换。
Did you ever see that？
你有没有看过这样的事情、
oh. ？What does the baby do？
哇！婴孩做的什么？就是哭。
And somehow mom knows what that means。
妈妈就是晓得那个是什么意思。
We don't have to have fancy prayers.
我们不必有一些很华丽的祷告。
Be sure to say things the right way.
不必确定说讲东西一定要用正确的方式来说。
There was a group of elders in a church one day.
有一天在一个教会里面有一群年长的人。
And they were discussing the right way to pray.
他们在讨论什么样的方式祷告才是最正确的。
And one said the way to pray
祷告的方式
is with your hands devoutly folded and looking up to heaven.
就是手一定要这样很虔诚的这样子叠起来，然后要往上看着天。
Oh no no no.
哦，不对不对。
No, the other said that's not the right way.
另外一个人说这样子的方式不对。
You have to be humble and bow your head and look downward.
你一定要很谦卑，一定要头低下来。
And I said, oh no no no. You have to.Bend one knee.
另外一个人说不，你应该要跪一个膝盖。
No, you have to bend both knees.
另外一个说不对，你必须双膝都要跪下来。
And one of the elders was a farmer.
其中有一个长老，一个
年
长的人，他是一个农夫，他在听他们讲的这些话。
And finally said,
他终于说了。
Well, look, he said.
他说，你们看。
The other day I fell in my well.
前几天我掉到我的井里去了。
My head was in the mud. My feet were sticking in the air.
我的头掉在泥巴里面，然后我的脚呢在空中。
The prayingest prayer I ever prayed was right there in my standing on my head.
他说我做的最好的祷告就是当我头那样倒立的时候所做的祷告。
Doesn't make so much difference just how you pray.
你怎么样祷告都没有差别。
It's I believe my Father loves me.
而是我相信我的父爱我。
And hears me.
他会听我的。
And he knows what I need more than I do.
他知道我的需要超过我自己知道的。
The baby doesn't need, know it needs his pants changed. It just knows it's uncomfortable.
或许他只知道我不舒服了，他就知道我要
Or
需要换裤子。
Or it's hungry.
或者知道我饿了。
Or sleepy.
或者知道我想睡觉了。
And mother interprets all the rest.
其他的一切妈妈自己都会解释。
And God does with us.
神对我们也是这样子。
But he loves us to come and communicate.
但是他喜欢我们来跟他沟通。
With the faith that he does know and he can do something about it.
带着一个信心，就是神确实知道，而且神能够去处理。
And if I need to, I say, Lord, give me a word.
如果我需要的话，我可以说，神，求你给我一句话。
Because when I have that word, then I'm sure.
因为当我有这样的话语的时候，我就确定了。
And sometimes my ears don't work too good, and so I say, well, Lord, I'd like another one.
有时候呢，我的耳朵不是很灵光，所以我就说神，我还要另外一句话。
I'd like another word to confirm that I wasn't mistaken the first time.
我还要另外一句话来印证我第一次没有搞错。
Now I'll even come the second time and say I'm not sure yet, God.
你即使话语来了第二次，你说神，我还是不太确定。
He's very patient.
神很有耐心的。
And he tells me again.
他会再告诉我。
Until I'm sure enough.
直到我够肯定了。
I can do what he told me to do.
我就能够做他要我做的事情。
But sometimes he speaks very clearly and I don't have to ask again.
但是有时候他讲得很清楚，我不必再跟他求。
I just know.
我就是知道。
I just know what he wants me to do.
我就是知道他要我做的是什么。
But as I learn to obey,
但是当我学习去服从，
whether he speaks through this,
不管是他透过圣经来说话，
or any other way,
或是任何其他的方式，
I learn to obey,
我学会了顺服。
And as I learn to obey,
当我学会顺服了，
my faith grows,
我的信心就增长。
Just automatic.
这是自动自发的事情。
Until I begin to realize if he speaks it, it has to be.
直到我明白说，只要他说了事情，就必成就，将来一定要成就。因为我必须如此。
When I get to the place that I have to, then I know that others have to also.
当我到一种地步，就是我必须服从他的话语的时候，那么别的人也必须服从他的话。
Don't bother to come to my house.
所以这个人说，你不必麻烦，不必到我家来。
You're busy, I know.
你很忙，我知道。
I'm not a member of your race. I'm not a member of your church. I'm not a Christian.
我不是你那族的人，我不是你教会的人，我不是基督徒。
I'm not coming trying to show you how good I am.
我来不是要试着跟你表现我有多么好。
Or how much I merit it.
或是我自己多么配得。
I'm just asking mercy.
我只是求你怜悯。
Just give me a word.
只要你给我一句话。
My servant will be well.
我的仆人就会好。
That's all it took.
就只需要这个。
And Jesus spoke that word.
耶稣讲那个话。
And was so pleased. He said, "I haven't found anybody with faith like this before."
他非常的喜悦。他说，我以前从来没有看过任何人有这样的信心。
Maybe you think that's a strange way to have your faith grown.
或许你认为信心要增长，用这样的方式是很奇怪的。
Think of this military man who had more faith than anybody else.
但是你想想这个军人，他所有的信心超过任何人。
And how he got his faith?
他是怎么样得到这个信心的呢？
Was having to obey.
就是他必须顺服。
And have others obey him.
而且要别人也服从他。
And he learned that a word from authority cannot be broken.
他学会了从当权的人讲出来的话语是不可以违反的。
Jesus never fails.
耶稣永不失败。
Jesus never fails.
耶稣永不失败。
Heaven and earth can pass away.
天地都要过去。
But Jesus never fails.
但是耶稣永不失败。
In fact,
事实上
I was seeking to be converted.
我以前想要悔改信主的时候，我自己一直在寻求。
Oh, I grew up in a Christian home.
我是在基督教的家里面长大的。
But I never really had found Christ as my own Savior.
但是我那个时候没有真正的找到基督成为我个人的救主。
And it came to a place in my life I wanted to.
结果我生命中到了一种程度，我自己想要成为基督徒。我知道我是一个罪人，我知道我需要悔改信主，所以我祷告了。
But nothing happened.
没有事情发生。
And I kept on praying.
我就继续不断的祷告。
Nothing happened.
没有事情发生。
I went to the altar and prayed.
我就到讲台前祷告。
I cried.
我哭泣。
Nothing happened.
没有事情发生。
And then one day.
然后有一天。
When I was out plowing.
我在外面耕田。
With a team of horses.
有马车。
I was singing at little chorus.
我就在唱那首小小的歌。
You know, you're out plowing all alone and working fields alone and working all alone.
一个人在田间工作，独自行走。
A song of some kind will start and it'll go round like a broken record, you know, round and around.
有时候呢，歌就会在你里面这样一直唱一直唱，好像那唱片跳针的一样。
Let that thing go through my mind or sing it 50 times.
我就唱那首歌，或许让一直在想的东西大概想了50次。
And then,
然后
all of a sudden,
忽然间
I heard these words.
我听到这句话
Son,
儿子
what are you singing?
你在唱什么
That's all.
就只有这样子
And you know what I was singing?
你知道我在唱什么吗
Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth shall pass away, butJesus never fails. Never going around and around. And
就是耶稣永不失败，天地都要过去，但耶稣永不失败。那个东西就一直绕着，一直转着。
What was I singing?
神问我说：“你在唱什么？”我在唱什么呢
？Jesus never fails.
耶稣永不失败。
Wow! And that's when it all happened.
然后这一切就发生了。
I jumped off that plow and went singing and jumping and praising God all over that field and the horses. I don't remember where they went.
我就把耕田的东西往旁边一丢，然后就在那个田里面到处的跳跳舞，然后那个马就随便他们跑了都不管了。
Just that much. That's all he had to say.
就是这么多，这他只需要这
么说。I was already saying it, but I wasn't believing it.
我自己早就在说了，只是我没有相信。
What are you singing?
所以神就把我的歌停下来了，问我说：“你在唱什么？”
Wow. Suddenly I knew what I was singing.
忽然之间我就知道我在唱的是什么。
He just spoke a word.
他只要说一句话。
I don't know what the angels did.
我不晓得天使做了什么。
But I know what happened to me.
但是我知道有什么事情临到了我。
That's all he said.
他就只有说那句话。
He doesn't have to say much.
他不必多说。
Because his words are very powerful.
因为他的话语是非常有能力的。
And they are always fulfilled.
而且总是会应验的。
Lord, I thank you.
主，我感谢你。
You're not like we are.
你不像我们一样。
We speak lots of words.
我们说很多的话。
First place, we don't have the power to fulfill them much.
首先，我们并没有多少的能力能够实现自己的话。第二点。
We don't believe them much.
我们也不怎么相信自己的话。
But your words.
但是你的话。
Are pure, purified silver.
你的话语是炼净的银子。
They are higher than the heavens.
比天更高。
For you are a God that never lies.
因为你是永不说谎的神。
Never, never once have you ever told one lie.
你从来就没有一次说过任何的谎话。
All of your words are true.
你所有的话语都是真实的。
Teach us to learn to listen.
求你教导我们来倾听。
Teach us to learn to obey.
教导我们服从。
Teach us to learn that if you speak to me, then I have to obey that word.
教导我们，如果你对我说了那句话，我就必须服从。
If it's telling me what I must do,
如果那是告诉我我必须做什么的。
Not to argue,
不要争论。
Not to question,
也不是要去怀疑的。
Just to put it into operation,
单单就是要采取行动的。
And as we obey,
当我们服从了。
Then our faith grows.
那么我们的信心就会成长。
We begin to know that that word is powerful.
开始会知道那个话语是有能力的。
It's powerful over me.
在我的身上是有能力的。
It makes me do things maybe I wouldn't want to do.
使我做一些事情，即使我自己不想做。
But I have to do it.
但是我一定得做。
God, I've had to do many things I didn't want to do.
主，我得做很多事情我并不想做的。
But you wanted me to and let me know it.
但是你要我做，而且你让我知道了。
And so, Father, I pray tonight.
所以父，今天晚上我祷告。
Let us come in that simplicity.
让我们就这样子的单纯来到你面前。
Not with arguments.
不是带着争辩。
Not trying to rationalize.
不是试着要使它合理化。
Not caring whether it's reasonable or not.
也不是要去想这个东西到底有没有道理。
Just coming in the simplicity of faith.
而是带着单纯的信心来。
That your word is true.
知道你的话语是真的。
And you'll never lie.
你从不说谎。
Let me have that kind of faith.
让我有那样子的信心。
That just dares to believe what you say is true.
单单的敢相信你所说的是真的。
And is powerful.
是有能力的。
Because there's no higher authority than you yourself.
因为没有比你自己有更高权柄的。你是天上的王。
King of earth.
是地上的王。
And this I ask in Jesus' name.
我这样求是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Heaven and earth.Will pass away, but Jesus never fails.
Jesus 不失败，耶稣不失败。天地都将要过去，耶稣不失败，耶稣不失败，耶稣不失败，天地都将要过去，耶稣不失败，耶稣不失败，耶稣不失败，天地将要过去，耶稣不失败，我们再来一次。耶稣不失败，耶稣不失败，天地将要过去。